It is 7:47 and 21 degrees in West Bend, and we now join our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a little chilly out there this morning, but it was a nice morning.
Yeah, well, it's beautiful. There's a great sunrise going on out there, but I kind of wish I was still in bed and didn't have to see it. But
yeah, exactly. But yeah, so we're ready for this is one of those weird schedule upcoming times for the library.
Yeah, so we're closed. I don't have a ton to talk about today because we're closed for so many of the forthcoming days. So we're closed Saturday the 23rd. We're always closed on Sunday, so we're closed Sunday the 24th. But we're also closed on Christmas Day, Monday the 25th, and Tuesday the 26th. So we'll be closed from 6 o'clock on Friday to 9 a.m. on Wednesday the 27th. So if you have any books or music or movies, any kits you might want to check out to entertain the kids while they're off school, you definitely want to get that done before we close on Friday at 6.
Right.
And as always, if you do need to return stuff, you can swing by the book drop on the north side of the building. But and we're also closed the 30th, 31st, and the 1st and the 2nd of January. So there's kind of a lot of downtime at the library coming up for a change. So
that will that'll give you a chance to catch your breath and catch up on your reading.
That's the idea. I've got a couple of, I'm a little bit short, believe it or not, of my 2017 reading goal. I've read, I think I'm up to almost 155 books this year, but there are two more. I'm trying to read everything by Toni Morrison in 2017, so I've got two more Toni Morrison books I got to finish.
Ah, okay.
In the next 10 days.
All right. Well, you know, good luck. So,
thank you.
Lego Club is coming up on Wednesday.
Yes.
The 27th, and that's a typically different time because that's typically a Saturday activity, right?
Yeah, we usually do it Saturdays from 10 to noon, but we figured, hey, kids are out of school. They probably have, you know, cabin fever. They're either sick of playing outside by that point or you're sick of having them around the house. So we have Lego Club on Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. on the 27th. The special holiday weekday edition. And Lego Club, if you've never been, we have a whole bunch of Legos here at the library. So we trot all of those out, and we just kind of dump them all on the floor, and kids can go nuts with them, build something super cool. We'll put it on display here at the library. And the nice thing about Lego Club is it's all ages, all genders, all experience levels. No registration is necessary, so moms and dads can come, aunts and uncles, grandparents, cousins, bring the whole family if everybody's visiting from out of town. And it's kind of a nice way to show off downtown West Bend and do something pretty cool.
There's a new Lego set I want.
Oh, dear. What is it?
It's Joker Manor. It's the Joker version.
That sounds really cool.
It's the Joker version of Wayne Manor, and it includes a roller coaster.
Okay, yeah, you need that.
More than anything. Yeah, I just noticed this morning that along with our paychecks getting deposited this morning, the Christmas bonuses were also deposited. So it's not necessary. So timing is everything.
It really is, you know. It's tis the season.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And then on the 29th, well, I guess this is next weekend. So let's I guess we won't talk about that, but we will talk about the 29th being the last day to turn in your winter reading program stuff.
Yeah, so that's it's coming up. We've only got 9 more days, kids in kindergarten through 8th grade. And the nice thing about the winter reading program is that you can earn a free pass to go tubing at Sunburst Winter Sports Park, which is also a great thing to do kind of when the relations are in town, kind of burn up some energy tubing down the hill at Sunburst.
I'm guessing they make
snow. We're
really
glad that... Sorry?
I'm guessing they make snow.
Yes, they do. That is my understanding as well. So there's reading records available here at the library. You can also print them off our website. Just meet your reading goal and get your free tubing pass. It's just that simple. And but time is running out. The clock is ticking. So get that going on before the 29th.
All right. And coming next year, this is kind of an interesting thing, Tablet Tuesdays.
Yes. So the Washington County Libraries, there are 5 of us, I believe, and we everybody kind of pooled their brain power, got their minds together, and we got a grant So we do have some iPads available to use to teach people kind of how to use tablets and to have some cool events like these Tablet Tuesdays. So it'll be one Tuesday a month all through 2018. Different classes will be held at different libraries on a new topic each month. And the very first one is on how to use the app Libby, which is really the easiest way to get started with e-books and audiobooks at your library, I think. Libby is super easy. It's easier than the OverDrive app. But you do kind of, it does take a little getting used to. So they're going to have a presentation on how to get started with digital public library materials at the Jack Russell Memorial Library in Hartford on Tuesday, January 16th. That's the first one. So stay tuned for some more info on those kind of going forward. But it's also, I'm kind of interested to see all the, I don't think I've been to all five libraries in Washington County yet. The Hartford Library is beautiful, though, if you've ever been.
Oh, okay.
Really nice.
So they built a new library in Muscadet in my hometown. They tore down the old high school that was falling down and old and built a brand new library on that spot. And I drove by yesterday for the first time seeing the new library, and it looks very nice as well. I always like to see new libraries.
I really appreciate that. Yeah, I, you know, whenever I travel, I stop at the local library. So when I was in Detroit, I hung out at the Detroit main branch for a while. And my sister is actually in Nashville right now and sent me a bunch of pictures of the Nashville Public Library.
Oh, awesome. Awesome, awesome.
It's always cool to see what's going on elsewhere, you know?
Yep, exactly. The winter reading program for adults is coming up.
Yeah, we're calling it the Blizzard of Books, and it starts on Monday, January 8th. And the adult reading programs are always nice because they're super simple. You just read, get prizes, no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
No fuss, no muss.
Exactly. That's the idea anyway. So stay tuned for that also coming up in 2018, which is very soon.
Yes. Now, just to call some attention back to those of you who are still doing Christmas shopping, still an option at the library.
Yes. If you need a last-minute gift that's a little bit nicer, you can always check us out here. We're supporting the library by selling personalized bricks. The bricks will go in Patrons Park, which is the green space out behind the library there. We have our ice cream social event and other big events happen outside at the library. And so you can get a personalized brick to commemorate someone special in your life. They're available in 8x8 or 4x8 sizes, and there's order forms available here at the library at any of the information desks or online, too, if you want to learn a little bit more about giving a brick. And if your budget's a little lower than brick budget, we also have the sales shelf
okay.
at the library if you need the dollar hardcovers or 50-cent paperbacks. There's also usually some CDs and some DVDs out there, too. It's worth checking out if you're on a budget.
All right. Sounds good. Or if you want to, find some stocking stuffers or that kind of stuff, good opportunity for that, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So are you going to visit the folks for Christmas? Or?
Yep. Well, we're headed up to my uncle's church in Ripon. We're going to do Christmas Eve Mass in Ripon and then drive all the way back down to Iowa City and do Christmas in Iowa with the family.
Ah, well, good. Well, hey. Safe travels and Merry Christmas. And you will be around next week, though, right?
I sure will be, bright and early.
All right. Well, then we'll talk next Wednesday. But in between, have a Merry Christmas and safe travels.